The world champion Kyle Frampton comes face to face with Leo Santa Cruz for the first time since defeating him in July. The two boxers will kick off the promotion of their Las Vegas rematch when they meet at the Europa at lunchtime in an open to the public press conference. Tickets for the fight on the 20th of January will be going on sale later today. Mr. Frampton, world champion Frampton, is with us now. Kyle, good morning to you.
How you doing, Stephen?
Good morning, good morning. Has training started, Kyle?
Yes, I've been in camp for about, I think it's my fourth week now, so I'm in good enough shape and things are looking good.
Why did you decide to do a rematch?
Well, it was in the contract, so I had to.
Right.
But
I did want to.
It was a good fight the last time. I enjoyed it. It's probably my favourite fight of the day so far. Although it was a tough fight, I enjoy being involved in fights like that, so I did want the rematch. I want to prove to people that this wasn't just a fluke. And I'm going to do it again, and more convincingly this time, I think.
And what do you think is going to be different about the next fight as opposed to the last one?
It's in Vegas, you know. It's the mecca of boxing.
It certainly is.
Fight week is going to be incredible. It's going to be something I've never experienced before. I'm looking forward to that. But I don't think that he's going to be able to do anything different. He 30-odd fights that he's had, he boxes the same way, and every one of them, head first, throws a lot of shots, comes forward a lot, and I dealt with it the last time, and I could have dealt with it a bit easier if it was a bit more clever, so I don't think he's going to throw up anything different.
The last one went to points, didn't it? Do you think you'll be able to finish him off?
I'm preparing for a hard fight. I'm preparing for 12 hard rounds, but I heard him in the second round. I visibly shook him. He's never been hurt before, and I believe if I hit him clean and maybe plant the feet a bit more at times in the fight, then I could get rid of him, but I'm preparing for 12 hard rounds.
Kyle, Vegas is an incredible place to start with. I go to Vegas quite often. I'll be going out if I possibly can to see you on the 20th of January. That's going to be a completely different experience. I was out there when Conor McGregor was fighting in his UFC ring, and the Irish took over the hotel that night. Yeah. And I guess the support of the fans to you in Vegas will be very, very important.
Of course. You know, the atmosphere when I fought Leo Santa Cruz in Brooklyn was incredible, and there's a lot of people travelled out. And I think we could have done a lot more, only the time of year, Northern Ireland were in the Euros and people didn't have a lot of money. So we're bringing a hell of a lot of people out here this time, more so than went to New York. And it's a 3-hour drive or 3.5-hour drive from where Leo Santa Cruz lives. But I believe that my support will outnumber his in Vegas. And he's trying to call it a neutral venue, but it's not really. If you can drive from his house, we have to fly 12 hours or whatever. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be noisy. And I think, not to the standard of McGregor, but I think we'll take over.
And when do you intend to go out there and start training out there?
I'll go out 2nd of January, after the holidays.
So you'll be eating very little Christmas cakes then?
Well, I'll not have any cakes, but I'll always have Christmas dinner. I'd never begrudge myself that. It'll be hard sitting around watching everyone else having a Christmas dinner and I'm not eating anything, so I'll have my dinner, maybe go for a run later on if I have to.
So you'll train on Christmas Day, Carl, will you?
Well, it depends how I feel. I've done it before. Just depends how I feel, but I may go for a wee run.
You're in the news, just finally, Carl, you're in the news today again because you haven't been shortlisted for BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Many people from Northern Ireland feel you should have been. Are you disappointed?
Yeah, I'm slightly disappointed, I think, especially that they extended the list and there was no space for me. I unified a title and I moved up and beat a three-weight world champion, both fights on the road as well. So, but I'm not going to complain about that. You know, I didn't get picked for whatever reason. I feel like there's people on that list that I deserve to be on in front of. Obviously, Andy Murray's going to run away with it. He's going to win it and he deservedly so. But I still feel out of the 16, I'd like to have got in, but well.
Yeah, we look at the list. I look at the list and they're all English, bar Andy Murray, obviously Scotland, Gareth Bale, Wales. You know, the BBC obviously includes Northern Ireland. We're part of the BBC, and nobody from Northern Ireland makes the shortlist for Sports Personality of the Year, despite you now being a two-time world champion.
Yeah, well, I feel like I should have got on, but Johnny Ray also had a shout. Bethany Firth as well also had a shout. And I think maybe what it looks to me is maybe anti-boxing, maybe anti-Northern Ireland. Who knows? But listen, I'm not going to cry about it, and I'll get on with my career.
Why do you say anti-Northern Ireland?
Well, no one's on it from Northern Ireland. There's five Yorkshiremen on it. I just feel that at least one of the three that I mentioned should have got on.
Do you think if you were an English boxer, you'd have been on that list?
Yes.
Just tell me why.
Just to look favourably towards him. I feel like Nicola Adams, for example. She's English. She's a female. She got on the list. She done an incredible achievement, you know, Olympic gold medal. But that was her second one, actually. But I believe if she was on it, then I should have been on it too.
Back to the gig. What do you say to your fans who are contemplating going out to the fight on the 20th of January? It's a long way away, Carl.
Yeah, well, I say thanks first and foremost for the support. But it's going to be a night that people will talk about for a long time, I think. So if you can get out and you can afford it, I'd say come along and do it.
Where's the fight? Which hotel's the fight in?
It's in the MGM. The tickets go on sale today, actually, Stephen, at 5 o'clock, and you can buy them through Cyclone Promotions website. There'll be a link to take you to the site, the ticket selling site, where all my support can sit together. So,
Listen, the MGM, the MGM's my hotel. I go to that hotel a few times a year. So first of all, don't dare try to take over my hotel, pal. And secondly, there's a little place you and I need to go to. It's a little ice cream place in the MGM. Right. You'll love it. Might not be synonymous with a diet, Carl, but it's a great ice cream
bar. We'll do that after. I thought you were going to say a strip club.
Well, you never know.
Ice cream will do.
You never know. Look, if we don't get talking to you beforehand, have a lovely Christmas. We're proud of you. Whether you're on that list or not, you are our champion, and I mean that. You perform an incredible role in Northern Ireland, and we'll all be doing our best to come out and support you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Carl Frampton there. Quite strong words, actually, from Carl Frampton, who has described in that interview we've just done the sports personality, the BBC Sports Personality of the Year shortlist as, quote, anti-Northern Ireland. That's strong, strong language from an athlete. Jim Gracie's the sports editor of the Belfast Telegraph. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Kevin Garside, chief sports writer at the I newspaper. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Jim, it doesn't get much stronger than that. An athlete describing this shortlist as anti-Northern Ireland. I wonder, will he regret that?
I would doubt it very much. I mean, you listen to that fella. That is a guy who carries himself so well. He speaks so well. He's a credit to his country. He's a credit to his family. He's a credit to himself above all. And I believe when Carr finishes boxing, ironically, I think Carr will have a big career in broadcasting. So somehow doubt it'll be the BBC. But when you talk about anti-Northern Ireland, they weren't anti-Northern Ireland this time last year when they had to sell tickets for the Odyssey. And there were no shortage of Northern Ireland people on the list and on the red carpet. But to be brutally honest, Stephen, and to be frank, I don't think they are anti-Northern Ireland. I think really what this is now, and the clue's in the title, BBC Sports Personality of the Year. It's the sports personality of the year who appears on BBC television. And the amount of sport on BBC television is getting less and less and less. Because of the commercial stations, you know, muscling in and paying bigger money and taking away the big sports. So I think what you've really got is a list of people who appear on BBC television. Carl's not on BBC, therefore he didn't make the list. He should have made the list. He made the point about Johnny Ray and Bethany Firth. They should have made the list. There's no one on that list that I would knock, because, I mean, every single one of them is worthy. Every single one of them has you know, done great achievements over the past year. But really, if you are going to talk about, you know, the true sports personalities across all sports in the United Kingdom over the year, Carlott have been on the list.
Kevin Garside?
Well, I can't disagree with any of that.
So why isn't he on the list then?
Well, I mean, look, there's always an omission, isn't there? And if you're going to have a shortlist, although it's a long shortlist, as was pointed out earlier this morning, you're going to have to knock someone off. So start knocking them off. And who do you want to knock off? Well, first of all, let me just say, I love Carl Frampton. And I think, you know, that association with the McGuigan clan, with Barry and Shane, and Sandra, of course, who operates the whole thing, it's just one of the most beautiful associations in sport. And all of them, every last one of them, represents not only the Northern Irish community, but British sport. And it is an oversight. And I think, you know, I go back to that time a couple of years ago when there were no women on it, on the shortlist, and everybody was going, oh, my God, you know, so they have to then start adding women. And it just seems to me that I don't think it's necessarily a BBC thing, because those who compile the register, should we say, are from a variety of sporting backgrounds, editors, etc. So they're not all BBC.
But you're both saying that he should have been on the list. Carl Frampton went further. One, as I've pointed out, he describes that his omission as anti-Northern Ireland. But secondly, and this is the really cutting comment, Kevin, he says if he was English, he believes if he was English, he would be on that list. Now, presumably the BBC would deny that, but if there's even a sentiment of truth in that, that is damning of this event.
Yeah, well, first of all, again, I applaud Carl for absolutely standing up and making a view known, because not enough sportsmen do that. I disagree with it on this occasion. I think one of the issues with boxing in particular, because Anthony Joshua won a world title, former Olympic gold medalist, didn't make the list either. And it is heavyweight, first heavyweight, Olympian heavyweight gold medalist. Well, God, I mean, never happened before in the UK, is it? Although we have had heavyweight world champions. But I think boxing has disappeared from our screens, and that's a big miss. It's a big miss because I love the sport. Not everybody does, but I think it's a visibility issue for them. And for the superbikes as well, we're talking about Johnny Ray.
It can't be about whether someone's high profile on television or not, because the people compiling this list know more than just what's on a channel.
Yes, no, that's it. There is a technical element to this, but I think even they are informed. I'm just thinking of some of the sports editors. I know, you know, even working for a newspaper, how little boxing. I have to bash the door down to get boxing in, so it wouldn't surprise me if sports editors, a magazine editors are not aware of some of the things that are going on. I mean, the Carl Frampton, it's even worse, because you think that not only was it a great achievement and a two-weight world champion from Ireland for the first time ever, it's pretty much going to be a candidate for Ring Fight of the Year, which is not greater accolade in the sport. But I think to say that it's a willful omission, an anti-Northern Ireland, is taking it a step too far. I think it's an omission, and a woeful omission, but I think that to deliberately miss something out suggests a pernicious element that just isn't there. It's just an oversight, and a clumsy one at that, I think.
Let's see what we think at home. Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, it's a complete joke. They need to stop calling it a personality of the year. Danny Willett's on it. Danny Willett's brother should be on it, the guy who was tweeting about the American wives and girlfriends. He has more personality than Danny Willett, for goodness sake.
The golfer, Danny Willett, obviously. Nicola Adams is there for boxing. Gareth Bale's there. Alistair Brownlee, Sophie Christensen, Kadena Cox, Mo Farah, Jason Kenny. The list goes on. They're all English, bar one person from Scotland and one person from Wales. Northern Ireland doesn't make the grade. Vinti, morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I think big wigs, whoever do all this picking, they're forgetting one thing. It's personality. You know, you look at Andy Murray. He's as dour. There's no personality about him. For what Wee Frampton has done, bringing the two communities alone together here should get him on to that their list. And what he's achieved, a two-time different weight world champion, is unbelievable. And that wee lad, Johnny Ray, should be on as well.
I need to...
I believe what Carl says is right. They're bastios over here.
Obviously, I need to, Jim Gracie, I need to stay impartial here. But I can say this. I've met quite a few people through this job, quite a few celebs, quite a few sporting celebs. I don't think any of them have impressed me any more than Carl Frampton in terms of a guy who not just has his feet on the ground, but I admire him as a family man, how much he cares for his family, what he does for the community, just the kind of guy he is. And if some of that doesn't contribute to what a sports personality of the year should be, why not?
You're right on the money, Stephen. I mean, I said that at the start of the conversation. Not only is he a fantastic boxer, he carries himself so well, and he's an absolute credit to himself. And, you know, I don't think they should be so too aggrieved because, you know, Carl is appreciated at home. He's appreciated across the UK and Ireland, and he's appreciated in America and hopefully going to be appreciated even more at the end of January. You know, I just can't get away from this thing about the BBC sports personality. I really do believe it comes down to, you know, people who are competing on BBC television. And maybe the cynical old journalist in me would also maybe say that because I think it has become less relevant and less credible over the last lot of years, you do wonder when they sit down in a room to produce these lists, they think, what can we do to get an argument going, or what can we do to get a bit of controversy going?
Should there be a quota? Should each of the nations be represented?
No, I think it's down to achievement. Achievement should speak volumes overall.
How does a two-time world champion not make a grade then?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It should come down to achievement, and Carl's achievement ticks all the boxes. Therefore, Carl should have been on the list. But I just wonder, you know, the thought process that goes behind all this. Did someone deliberately do this? Because, you know, we wouldn't be on this morning talking about sports personality if they had included Carl on the list. I think maybe this is an attempt to get a bit of argument going and a bit of debate going, you know.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Kevin Carside, thank you very much indeed.